It's a Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, it's me. It's Pinky the Pig. It's time for our show. Thank you for listening to our podcast. And I'm here with my most excellent friend, Mildred the Cow.
Hi, Pinky. How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm awesome. So, very exciting day today.
I know. It's springtime and it's almost a full moon. It's going to be a lunar eclipse.
Yes.
We've already explained that in a previous episode. And you can listen to any episode at any time. Just scroll through the titles and click on the ones that suit your fancy.
Yes, Pinky.
And you know, Mildred, I just want to mention that last Thursday, thoroughly terrific 7-minute Thursday, we went over the 7 minutes. We went to 9 minutes.
I know, but we were speaking of Choya, the famous, world-famous painting horse, producer Renee's horse.
I know, the lady who had the painting horse, the same lady that created Pinky the Pig and Mildred the Cow.
All right.
But anyway, we usually stay on the time frame.
Yes, we do.
And today's thoroughly terrific Thursday.
Okay, we'll go with that.
No time frame here right now.
Right.
But anyway, here's the big deal. Today is our 1,000th episode.
1,000th
episode.
Yes, it is.
And we also have our puppet show now that is on YouTube. We have like 5 episodes up there on YouTube. Pinky the Pig Puppet Show, P-I-N-K-I-E. It's on YouTube.
Yes. Do you like watching it?
Yeah.
How do you think you look?
Cute. You look cute too, Mildred.
Well, thank you. But we have a very strong, deep message that we want to share. And the puppet show helps us do that also, just like our podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about history and science and geography and people and plants and animals. But mostly we want to share about love and kindness and being good and nice.
Yes.
Because we have a very strong, powerful vibration and life is glorious, Mildred.
Yes.
But this is it. Our bodies, you know, people and animals and it's made up of, you know, skin and hair and bones and blood and internal organs and all this stuff. And it's a form. And all these particles and cells and molecules and the little tiny atoms. Okay, and they make the form. But here's the thing. The little tiny atoms have mostly space. We're only 1% matter. The rest of us is space. The parts of the atom inside the atom is space. We're 99% space. And the space inside is just like the space outside, pretty much, because you're just taking up space in the universe. We're in the universe. We are the universe, Mildred.
You're absolutely right, Pinky. Outer space, the universe, all that space, but then you have the humans and the plants and the animals, and we take up space, but we're only 1% matter, and all of the other inside of us is space.
I love that. And God created, we believe that God created the universe, and he created it in love. And he wants us to live in love in the space.
Right. And there's a big similarity with space, with the sun, our solar system, with the planets revolving around the sun. It's very similar to an atom, which you have the nucleus in the center and the electrons revolving around the nucleus. However, it's not the same because the electrons do not keep the same orbit. They move in and out closer, and so that creates a lot more energy. So the space is different inside a living form.
Yeah, yeah.
But indeed, the universe itself is a living form.
Yeah.
There's a lot of energy, a lot of vibration.
Yes, and what you vibrate, you put out. You send out.
Yes.
But what happens is, okay, we have this form, and we have the internal organs, and we have the brain, and the brain is a computer, and whatever happens, and the brain keeps that, and it files it, and it learns, and it does this, and does that, and then the brain tells the body stuff.
Right, and then the brain starts kind of thinking for itself, and then it reacts to the other thoughts and projections that others put into our brain. And if the brain gets caught up in negative thoughts, that's where the fear comes. And then it takes place of the love that is intended.
Yeah, if you get stuck on one thought, then you're not flowing freely.
Right.
Because everything that is happening to us, you know, our eyes and our ears, we're checking it out and our brain records it. And so now the brain tells us kind of who we are. But we can get all caught up in the ego of who we think we are. But what we really are is not just the form. We are the universe, and the universe is love. And that's what God intended. So all this stuff happens to us. And the thing is, how do you respond? And what do you do? What do you decide? Do you complain, or do you accept your present moment in time? The more you accept your present moment in time, the less drama you're going to have, because you don't have to learn how to live in love. Just be love, send love, feel love, and accept your present moment in time. Farmer Tommy says, stop complaining or God will give you something to complain about.
Right, because that's the universe trying to get you to calm down and flow and be peaceful.
Yeah, because we have so much to be grateful for, and life is powerful and glorious, and our vibration is very strong. And, you know, if something goes wrong, it's okay. You don't have to make a mountain out of a molehill. You know, we did that episode.
Right.
Just live in love.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, enjoy right now. Be who you are. And be present in love.
Yes.
And we want to be grateful for all the power we have within us, in our life force.
Yes. And what we want to do is just embrace life as it unfolds moment by moment.
Yes. Be love. Be beloved, be the beloved.
Yes.
Okay, I love you.
I love you.